to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-805-8341. That's 1-800-805-8341. 1-800-805-8341.
Tired of the same old, same old? Bishop's Post is alive with activity every day, with Monday through Friday happy hours featuring cocktail, beer, and wine specials, plus fabulous offerings on their new bar menu for only $7. Also, don't forget their famous brunch on Sundays from 10 till 3. Bishop's Post has a terrific patio and three private dining rooms, which are perfect for all occasions. Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Parkway West, next to Chesterfield Mall. To book an event, contact Jenna. And for more information, visit bishopspost.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
With the new Wyndham Rewards, 15,000 points earned you a free night at over 7,500 hotels. Sign up today at WyndhamRewards.com. You've earned this.
Hi, Damian Girard here from the Girard Realty Show. You are invited to join me and my group of expert contributors for the Girard Realty Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. Tune in to get the inside story on buying, owning, and selling real estate in the St. Louis area, along with market stats and information, visits by community leaders, and we give stuff away. That's the Girard Realty Show every Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. For your home, hire a pro. It matters.
Cut from the latest CD from the Johnstown Southside Johnson Band that Dan is in. But the sound good.
Yeah.
Really good.
You
hear Dan in there playing the bass. I forgot to mention, I'll do it quickly, Ballast Dental Care offers for the month of June free oral sedation consultation. That's usually a charge for that, but it's free. And also, right now, new patients, when you come in for your six-month cleaning exam, an x-ray, you get free professional whitening from Ballast Dental Care. There you go. All right, it's all yours. It's talent show day. Please don't let the talent show die. If there are two Thursdays in a row where there's no talent, and I see a name on there, I believe I would put money on it. It's Dave, our joke teller, who tries every week to tell a joke. Please don't let him be the only talent. No, I don't mean that in a bad way, but
no,
don't let that be the entire talent show. So that or anything else, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Well, let's see who this is. Dave?
Yes, it is. A.M. and the P.M.
Thank you, Dave. Hallelujah. I'm assuming you have...
I'm always a week behind on the conversation. Last week after I hung up, you guys were talking about Ringo Starr.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I am a drummer. In fact, I played professionally in my younger days.
And
Understand Ringo Starr is not a technical drummer. Ringo Starr wouldn't know a rudiment if it came up and bit him on the leg. But the man just had a great feel for the instrument, and he played just by feeling, and he was, as far as that goes, he was a pretty good drummer, I thought.
Okay.
He just got lucky and hooked up with some superstars. That's what it was.
Now, you said you were a professional drummer.
Yeah.
Have you played with anybody we would know, a name we'd recognize?
The only one that I played with that you would recognize is the United States Army.
Well, that's a good band.
Yeah, they have some really good bands.
Well, they do, and they're very particular. I read an article on what it takes to get into the Army, U.S. Army band or Air Force and military band. I think you deserve a round of applause. You must be a pretty good drummer.
Well, thank you.
Now let's get to the painful part. You have a joke?
Yeah, I have a joke, but I also, Tuesday, you were talking about those different phrases that people talk about, and you didn't understand where some of them came from.
Right.
Whet your appetite. You should know this, Frank. a whetstone is what people used to use
sharpen knives.
To sharpen their knives and axes and stuff.
I know
so
that.
When you whet your appetite, it's something like a good smelling steak or good looking food would whet your appetite and make you a little bit hungrier.
And it still makes no sense to me. How does that correlate or tie into sharpening a knife?
Well, it's almost like sharpening
your appetite. It makes your appetite sharper.
Well, you're going to cut the steak
you're
with
really
the knife that you sharpen with the whetstone.
Okay, now it really makes no sense. from Hazelwood, Missouri, ladies and gentlemen, here is Dave. Take it, Dave.
There was an older gentleman sitting on a park bench just crying his eyes out, brokenhearted, sobbing.
I know this joke.
And a younger guy came along. I know you know this joke. I've heard you tell it.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
A younger guy came along and said, he saw him crying. He said, sir, what's wrong? Is there anything I can do to help? What's the matter? And the guy says, listen, son, he says, I've been so successful all my life, I have more money than I know what to do with. He said, I live in an absolutely beautiful home. He said, I have a young, hot, beautiful 25-year-old wife who also happens to be a gourmet cook, and we eat just wonderfully every meal. He says, we have a great love life several times a day. And the young guy says, well, that sounds wonderful. What are you crying for? The guy says, I can't remember where I live.
That's a great joke.
And you I'm thinking about that point myself.
And you did a pretty good job. We need to have the confidence.
I think
here.
He did do a good job.
He did a good job. Well,
I don't know.
That's
what
comes out of myself. You know what, Dave? To reward your perseverance.
Oh.
We're going to take your phone number.
What?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. We'll take his phone. Maybe this will shut him down.
I don't know.
Maybe not. You can
it
still...
took me a long time just to get a conference.
Well, and we've had... there's no rule in our talent show that says even though we took your phone number, which might make you a finalist. No rule says we can't try again to make it better. To make it better. Dave, thank you. And hang on because Dan's going to take your number, okay?
All right.
All right, Dave. Always a pleasure. All right, let's settle.
Bye.
I don't want to mess this up. I can't. These words are worn out. Okay, that's hold. I got it. I can go to Steve should be here. Hello, Steve.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. This is Steve from Ware, Missouri.
From what?
Ware?
Ware, Missouri.
Spell it for me.
W-A-R-E.
Never heard of it.
Hmm.
Wow.
Where is Ware?
Yeah, where's Ware?
The other side of Hillsboro.
Wow.
Never. What is it, 300 people or 200 or something?
Yeah, about 200. Yep. We have a school and a bar.
You got it all. That's all you need.
That's all we need.
Now, Steve, what do you do for a living?
I'm a vending machine repairman.
Hey, we haven't talked to many of those.
Not just in Ware.
We were just talking about the vending machine.
Because Ware only has two vending machines.
Yeah, that would be.
We were just talking about that screw thing back there.
Out of South City.
Yeah, Dan and I were just in the kitchen, and I got some of those yellow crackers with peanut butter in them, and it's the little spiral screw where it turns and it pushes. I told Dan, I said, "What an ingenious! Look at this thing! It's so simple, and some genius came up with a way with a metal screw to push things forward and drop them."
That's not a perfect science, though.
My uncle actually designed those out of National Vendors in St. Louis.
Well, then you got to be really rich. You got to be wealthy.
No. No, you don't make any money at all in the vending business.
What?
Designing that system?
You don't?
You make pennies. You make pennies.
I would think you'd have a patent on it. And no?
No, he worked for National Vendors when he designed it.
So you repair them?
That's correct.
So what's the biggest thing that goes wrong, the main thing that goes wrong with vending machines?
People shaking them when they don't need to. The new machines, like you probably have beams that go across the tray where the product falls.
Okay.
And there's no need to shake it. The coil just continues to turn until the product falls and breaks.
No, not this one.
No, we don't have that yesterday because Dan and I walked back in the kitchen yesterday and there was a bag of Doritos perilously hanging on the front. So I gave it one little shake, and then Dan goes, here, let me take over.
We hate people like you. You drive us nuts.
You know what you got to do? You got to incorporate in the machines, like pinball, there's a tilt. After a certain motion, a sign comes and goes, tilt, and it means you're not getting anything in this machine.
Well, there should be some kind of mechanism where if something gets hung up,
it calls the police.
You hit a button or something, and it, you know, brushes across the front of it, or
the new ones do. They just continue to turn because it's all computerized now. It's got beams that go across the bottom of the tray, and if it doesn't fall, it continues to turn until something falls.
Oh, okay. Ours doesn't fall though.
No, ours is older.
Or Steve,
you just have an old machine,
so it's okay.
You have it tied. It's got a cellular device, and it ties in immediately. Calls the police when it's shaken. It senses the shake and calls the police. Somebody's stealing.
We actually have things on our machines that send us a notice through the internet to tell us that the machine's broken.
Ours is so old it still takes buffalo nickels.
And put a camera on it like the ATMs do, so you got video of the guy shaking the machine. Got it.
Yes.
Guilty.
I know the company you guys have. You need to call them and tell them to bring you a new machine.
Well, we like being able to shake things off. That's the last thing we're going to do. So, Steve from Ware, Missouri, what are you going to do for us?
I'm going to tell a joke if I could, please.
Well, of course you can. Ladies and gentlemen from Ware, Missouri. And yes, you can do an Abbott and Costello routine with that name. Here to tell a joke is Steve. Take it away, Steve.
Thank you. There's a medical doctor that went to one of those big fancy East Coast medical schools, and he thought he was all that. So his dad was a doctor too, and he told him, why don't you come out to Missouri and do a little work out here in the country? See how things are done out here. So he hooked him up with the local doctor, and the doctor took him out on a few calls and finally came to this one woman's house, and she went in and said, Mary Lou, how are you doing today? Because they still make house calls out there in Ware. And Mary Lou said, well, Doc, I just don't feel very good. My stomach's been bothering me. He knelt down to talk to her, and he listened to her for a little bit, and he looked at her and said, well, Mary Lou, you think you might be eating too many bananas and fruit and stuff, and if you quit doing that, your stomach won't be so upset. She said, well, yeah, I have been eating a lot. So she said, let me try that. The doc said, well, I'll be back next week. Let's see how you're feeling next week. They walked out, and the big city doctor turns to the doctor and says, how did you know that? He said, well, when I was kneeling down, I saw in the trash can there were four banana peels, some peach peelings, and he said, I could just tell she'd been eating too much fruit. He said, so they went on to the next place. They went to Mrs. Jones's house, and the city doctor said, Doc, let me try it this time. He said, all right. He said, you give it a shot. So they went in to see the lady, and they knelt down and said, so how are you feeling today, Mrs. Jones? She said, well, I'm just tired. No matter what I do, I'm just tired all the time. So the big city doctor kneeled down and started looking at her feet and seeing how she was doing, and she said, well, you know what I think's wrong with you, Mrs. Jones? You're just doing too much work for the church. Why don't you take a little time off for the church and take some time for yourself? I think you take a little bit of rest, you'll probably feel better. She said, I think I'll do that. So they walked out, and the country doctor looked at the big city doctor and said, well, how did you know that? He said, well, when I knelt down, I saw the preacher laying underneath the bed, and I knew she was doing too much work for the church.
That, you know what? I've known that joke and haven't told it for a long time. That's a great joke, and you did a really good job telling that joke. We're going to have a quick conference. I know the outcome. Hang on. We'll take your phone number, Steve.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Hang on. Dan will do that. All right, hold on. He did a really good job with that. Yeah, really good job.
Incorporated Ware into it, his hometown. Yeah.
That's a special skill when you can customize the joke. Now, he's still up against the ukulele player.
That's the organist.
And the organist. That's the tough competition. I believe we have Pat. Hello, Pat.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Going great today, Pat. How about you?
Good. I am not calling for the competition. I've already been shut down there.
That's okay. You can call for any other reason.
Okay. You've been talking about, like, neat little gadgets and things where people like the spiral thing for the candy machines.
Right.
And I remodel homes for a living, and the other day after finishing up a kitchen, I was installing light bulbs that the customer had given me into the can lights. Mm-hmm. And after I installed them, maybe 5-10 minutes later, all these lights started playing music. And what it is they're all Bluetooth. And he hooked them up to his computer, and the lights, you don't even see. They look like a regular LED light.
Yeah.
And you screw them in, and you can dim them from your computer. You can play your sound over your TV to them, and just a really neat thing. I just never heard of them.
Those little speakers in each light bulb?
Yeah, they're actually JBL speakers in every can light bulb, and then there's one main light bulb that speaks to all the other ones.
Unbelievable.
And, wow.
Yeah.
That each bulb must cost $200. I mean,
two bulbs cost about $150, and you get one master light bulb, and that speaks up to eight other light bulbs. And if you don't have a surround sound in your basement, but you have can lights down there, and you want surround sound, you can put these in, link them up to your smart TV, and it plays the TV right off of it.
So the TV's coming through the light bulbs?
Yeah.
And you have a subwoofer, and they would act as the high-end sort of tweeters. Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yep. Do they change colors, too?
Yes, they do change colors.
I've seen the ones that change colors.
Wow.
Yeah, they change colors, and you don't even need a dimmer switch because on his tablet, he went in there, hit a button, and then dimmed them all the way down and shut them off without even using the light switch.
And when the lights are off, will it still act as a speaker?
Yes. Yeah, because you're just dimming them down from the computer, and the light that's still getting the power from
that's
the switch.
Cool.
Man, oh man, that's.
And I've looked all over for them. You can only get them online, but it's a really neat project. Product.
How did you know even how to install it? Is it all you did is screw the bulbs in? That's all you had to do?
I've been doing that my whole life.
Yeah,
it looks like a regular can light bulb, just a little bit fatter. And it houses the JBL speakers in each one, and one of them, and they're all Bluetoothed up.
Man, that sounds fantastic. I mean, I would love to have that. Yeah, you're right. People that don't, the old days of wiring, running wire behind the drywall for some speakers behind you for the surround sound are over. You just put these lights in.
Yeah, and they have outdoor ones where if you have like a floodlight outside and you just want to screw one of them in there so you can listen to music on your deck, you can just. Put it right, just replace it.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, thank you. Thanks for telling us about that.
Thanks,
appreciate it, Pat. Man, I love Bluetooth.
It's
a way to transmit, and there's never, you know, and they used to be, they called them, I forget what they called them. You could buy them, let's say your car didn't have a CD player. It worked on a radio frequency. It was a modulator, an FM. You find an FM signal that didn't have a station, but there was always some interference, or it wasn't clean. This Bluetooth stuff is clean.
Have you seen some of those? We were at an arcade last week, and they have those photo booths now. Have you seen those photo booths where you can get in and it takes four pictures of you, prints out a strip or whatever? But this one, after you were done, it says. If you have your phone, turn Bluetooth on right now, and it would shoot the pictures to your phone there. Yeah, and the video while you were taking the pictures, too. It was capturing video the whole time.
We're the Jetsons. We are.
Yeah,
it's the Jetsons.
Amazing.
Emmanuel says that he's a beatboxer.
What does that mean?
That's his talent?
Yeah.
Like the
let's
talk to him. Emmanuel, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. You're a beatboxer?
Yeah.
We've not had one of those.
No.
To nobody's surprise, we've not had one. What part of town do you live in, Emmanuel?
Glendale.
Glendale. You sound like a young guy. How old are you?
Yes, I'm 17.
17.
Whoa.
Proud to have Emmanuel on. 17. Glendale. And what's your story? Are you in school?
Well, I just kind of learned how to beatbox online.
Yeah, so. But you still go to school?
Oh, yes. Webster Groves High School.
Okay, and I'm guessing in the fall you'll be a senior?
Yes.
All right. Well, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Is this going to be a set tune you're going to give us, or is this going to be freestyle?
Just freestyle.
Freestyle.
I can't wait. Ladies and gentlemen from Glendale, here is our only beatboxer contestant, Emmanuel. Take it away, Emmanuel.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
That
awesome.
That was great.
Yeah, it's just a little bit.
You got to be hyperventilated by now.
Yeah.
Hang on.
And that, what do they call that style of music now besides beatboxing? That what you did there? Is that considered? I can't think of the term. That's all right.
Good story.
Yeah, sorry.
I just want to let everyone know that was not me.
Yeah.
Emmanuel, hang on. We're going to have a quick conference, okay?
All right.
Hang on.
I don't know.
You know, we're going to take your phone number, okay?
All right.
Now, do you know what the prize package is?
No, I do not.
Well, let me tell you. And you're going to be even happier that you might be a finalist when you hear this. First, it's a three-part package. There's a joke CD. I think I have 25 or 26 jokes on there that I told, taken right off the air. Then there's a harmonica. Do you play the harmonica?
I kind of played with it, but I don't really play it.
Well, you will receive a harmonica exactly like the one the great Dan Strauss plays, signed by Dan. And then you'll get a picture of a woman with really big boobs. That's the point.
That's the best one, right?
And that'll be signed by Peon, the Breastmaster General of the United States.
Yes.
He'll sign that for you. How's that sound? Pretty good, huh?
Sounds pretty good.
All right, Emmanuel. Dan's going to take your number. Don't go away. Hang on, okay?
All right.
17-year-old Emmanuel beatboxing.
Dubstep, that's the term I was.
And keep in mind,
the
phone took away about 80% of the quality.
Yeah. No, in person it would have been a lot better.
But whatever you heard is three times that big, that good, I mean, at least. This would be Carl. Hello, Carl.
Hey, how you doing today?
Fantastic. How are you?
Just great. I've got a quick joke.
Well, now hang on. Don't be so hasty here. We'd like to know a little bit about you. What part of town do you live in?
Actually, I live in a little town called Bloomsdale, Missouri.
I've heard of that. Missouri.
Down by St. Genevieve.
What do you do?
I'm actually a regional sales manager for a lens manufacturer.
A lens manufacturer, like glasses.
Eyeglasses, yep.
Yeah. Don't get many people in that profession. Are you married or single or what?
Married. 29 years.
29 years. Amateur. That's what I call that, an amateur.
That's right. Professional is what I call it.
Are you going to tell a joke? Well, folks, from Bloomsdale. Bloomsdale's is a department store. From Bloomsdale, Missouri, or Illinois. What is that? I forgot.
Missouri.
Even you don't know where you are. From Bloomsdale, Missouri, telling a joke. Here's Carl. Take it away, Carl.
What do the girls in Arkansas say when they get done having sex?
What do girls in Arkansas say when they are finished having sex? I don't know.
Get off me, Dad. You're crushing my cigarettes.
Get off me, Dad. You're crushing my cigarettes.
I heard that.
Oh,
somewhere.
Man. Hang on. We're having a conference, okay?
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
All right, we're going to take your phone number, Carl. All right?
Okay.
All right, hang on. Get off me, Dad.
I knew it was going to be relative related, but the cigarettes part, that was an added
bonus. Now, that might upset somebody. Though you think that's
some
funny?
Relative.
Incest is funny? Yeah, it's hilarious. That's what we think. In a joke, it's hilarious. So there's Carl. I'm on one more, then we'll break. I know we're behind. Who cares? Let's go to Gary. Hello, Gary. How are you?
AM and PM, as always.
That's the way to be. Are you calling for the talent show?
Well, I thought I'd give it a try. Everybody else is coming up with some jokes, and I thought of an oldie but a goodie.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. What part of town do you live in?
I live in beautiful Freeburg, Illinois.
I've been there. I've been there many times. Freeburg, Illinois. What do you do?
I own my own trucking company, and I play hockey with Dan whenever he's not busy with the Johnny on the Spot band.
Wow. Hey. What kind of trucking company that does what? Moving vans or shipping stuff or what?
Just general freight hauling.
All right, what's the name of it?
It's called Woolard Truck Service.
All right, we'll give them a plug. Folks from Freeburg, Illinois, here to tell a joke is Gary. Gary, it's all yours.
Well, thank you, Frank. This is a story about a hippie on his bicycle. You know, he's one of these environmentally friendly guys, so mm-hmm. He's out riding his bicycle out in the middle of nowhere. Well, he has a flat tire on his bike. So he's stranded out there, and of course, it's hot in July. So he's trying to flag down a passing car, anybody that'll stop. So finally, this guy with a brand new Corvette, just kind of sort of like yours. I think the guy just picked it up from Johnny Landoff.
See what he did there? That's clever, yeah.
And so this guy stops and says, what's your problem? Hippie says, well, I got a flat tire on my bike. He said, you know, don't have any way to patch it or anything like that. He said, you know, he said, what do you think we can do? He says, well, he said, I got some of this slime stuff. He said, we'll try that in there and see if it works. Well, they put it in there, and the guy says, well, try rolling it a little bit. You know, you got to get it around there to get it sealed in the inner tube. He says, oh, okay. So he does that. Sure enough, his chain breaks.
Oh, boy.
The hippie says, oh, man. He said, this is horrible. He said, the stuff that you gave me for the tires, great. But he said, no, I can't go anywhere. He said, would you be able to, you know, like maybe put my bicycle in the back of your car and carry me down to the next town? And the old man, the guy in the Corvette says, well, you know, no offense, but he says, this is a brand new car. And he says, I'm not going to get this thing scratched up with this bicycle in here. He says, but I tell you what, he said, I got a tow rope. He said, well, put the tow rope around the fork of your bicycle and I'll tie it up to the back of the car. And he said, and I'll just kind of drive along nice and slow. He said, I'll just carry you along and, you know, along the side of the road. And he said, till we get to the next town and everything ought to be all right. He says, what do you think about that? He says, well, I guess that's a good idea. So they get it all hooked up and everything. Get on there, and a guy in a Corvette says, all right. He says, now, if I get to going too fast for you, he said, you got that funky little ringy-ding bell on your handlebars there. He said, just ring that bell, and I'll slow down. Hippie says, okay. So they get to going. Guy in a Corvette gets it up to about 10, 15, 20 miles an hour. The hippie's just fine and dandy. So they're rolling along about 20, 25 miles an hour down the side of the road, and they come up to a stop sign. Well, sitting at the stop sign is some guy with an old Shelby Mustang. This thing's all souped up and everything like that, built by Carroll Shelby himself. Well, he looks at this guy in a Corvette. They exchanged the look, and sure enough, light turns green, and they both take off, just drag racing to beat the band. So this guy and this hippie on this bicycle is just holding on for dear life, and he's ringing that bell and ringing that bell, and that guy in that Corvette didn't no more hear him and a man to move. Well, about a half a mile later, they go by a state cop that's running his laser gun. Well, he gets these guys at about 117 miles an hour apiece, so they're going way too fast for him. So he radios up ahead to set up a roadblock. He takes off after them. About 5 miles or so up the road, the other two state cops got this roadblock set up. These two guys just go flying through this roadblock. Guy that originally clocked him comes up there, and he sees these other two cops sitting there beside their car just laughing their guts out. He pulls up and he gets out of the car and he says, what are you two idiots doing? I thought I told you to set this roadblock up. And they said, we did, Sarge, we did. He said, well, why didn't you stop those two guys? He said, it was the funniest thing you ever saw. He said, what do you mean the funniest thing you ever saw? He said, two guys drag racing. He said, it wasn't the two guys drag racing. He said, it was the hippie on the bicycle behind him ringing that bell, telling like hell, trying to pass him.
I got to tell you, you just set a new world's record for the longest version of that joke ever told. I know that joke, and I'm long-winded when I tell a joke. Even I would have told it in about a fourth the amount of time you took. But you know what? You did a really good job. Maybe overdid it a little bit. Hang on. Let me have a conference here. Okay. Boy, oh boy, this is a tough call for us, but we're not going to need your number. And I think it's sort of a penalty for just taking way too long to tell the joke. But you'll learn from this experience.
That's all right. I hadn't told that joke in I don't know how long, and one of the jokes that one of the guys told earlier just triggered that. And it's like, okay, I got to tell this.
Well, I'm glad you did. My only advice would be cut it down to about a fourth of the time. You're a good storyteller.
Thanks, Frank. See you all later.
All right. Thank you, Gary.
Bye-bye.
I'm sitting here mouthing to Peon the end of the joke. And I kept waiting. When is it going to come? Holy cow.
You're acting.
You know what,
out.
Though? His padding and stretching was pretty clever the way he did it. All right. That was Gary. Got a little business here. Little Matheny business. Matheny Heating and Cooling is in the heating and cooling business. That's why it's called Matheny Heating and Cooling. You know who's in a good mood? I talked to him today, Tom Matheny. He's in a really good mood. You know why? It's 95 degrees. And he said, business is fantastic. And you know what? You can't fault people. You know, like when the roads are icy, Scott Schaefer's in a really good mood. People kind of banging into each other. You can't fault him for that. You the same way. It gets really hot. The Matheny brothers and the whole family, the whole business, they like this. Because there are a lot of people whose systems cannot keep up with this weather. And they stop putting out the cold air it should be putting out. And that's partially sometimes because they didn't have it checked. We've told you, you get on the maintenance program, you have it checked out. Then when this stuff hits, it's not going to crap out on you. That's okay. We get it. We're all guilty of it. And when it happens, you're going to want somebody there as quickly as possible. Now, there's no reputable heating and cooling company that has any degree of real business that's going to say, we'll be there in 2 minutes. But Matheny will get there surprisingly quickly. And you're going to be more than satisfied because you're going to be fair. They're going to be neat, not screw your house up and track it up. And they're going to be courteous and they're going to explain to you exactly why they were there. They're not going to make something up because they know you don't know anything about heating and cooling. So if they wanted to, they could tell you that your trachulator input valve went out, and that's why it's not cold. There's no such thing. There might actually be some such thing. I just made it up. They'll be straight with you. Their pricing is fair. They're very knowledgeable. They work on anything. So don't worry about the model or the make or the type or the style or the year. Don't worry about that or the size. Residential, commercial, St. Louis County and St. Charles County. If you live in either one of those, sorry, Illinois, they'd love to have you as a customer. And you're going to love having them as your heating and cooling company. 73 years in business. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meep, meep.
Get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got a report of a stall on westbound 44 west of Berry Road that was blocking the right lane. Southbound 270 has stop-and-go traffic from Page down through Doherty Ferry. We're looking at westbound 70 now, slow from Union through Jennings Station Road, 170 out through Lindbergh, and then we're really jamming up, it looks like, from Highway A out through Wentzville Parkway. We've got southbound 270, eastbound 270 now, McDonald through New Florissant, and eastbound 40 downtown. You are slow from the Ewing Overpass, which is west of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a home where you're headed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
How would you feel if you had to drive to work tomorrow, not because you had to, not because you needed a paycheck, but only because you wanted to? Imagine the power and the confidence and the freedom to have that choice. That's what they call financial independence. There's only one thing standing between you and that financial independence, and that's a plan. Simply saving for retirement alone is not enough. You need a plan. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Heise Advisory Group. Get started with a 5-point financial independent master plan from Heise Advisory Group. In this plan, you'll discover the latest innovative strategies on generating income in retirement, minimizing your risk, optimizing your Social Security benefits, income withdrawal strategies to help avoid thousands in taxes, fees, and penalties, plus how to protect yourself from the skyrocketing cost of health care. This plan ultimately boils everything down to an easy-to-understand and actionable strategy. Your initial analysis won't cost a dime, so you have got nothing to lose. Ken Heise is right here in St. Louis. He's an investment advisor representative, a registered financial consultant, and a fiduciary, and he has over 25 years of experience. You might expect your initial analysis to cost hundreds, if not thousands, but if you're qualified and you call before Friday, June 26th, it will not cost you a dime. 314-400-7100. That's 314-400-7100. This is your chance to become financially independent. That's 314-400-7100. Again, that phone number for Heise Advisory Group, 314-400-7100. Call Heise Advisory Group today. That's 314-400-7100, Heise Advisory Group. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
In national financial news, a limited number of 2015 U.S. Silver Eagle dollars are now available at an introductory price too low to reveal on the radio. In a moment, we'll provide the toll-free number to call. The Silver Eagle is the largest and purest U.S. silver dollar ever struck. 1 ounce of pure silver, and is the only silver coin guaranteed by the U.S. government for its weight and purity. Over the years, the Silver Eagle has been one of the world's most popular and widely collected silver coins. From time to time, the U.S. Mint has even suspended production during periods of exceptionally high demand. Demand for the 2015 Silver Eagle is expected to be intense, especially at this shockingly low introductory price, forcing a strict limit of just 10 per household. To claim a share of these Silver Eagles and receive a free collector's guide, interested individuals are encouraged to call now, 1-800-500-5902, 1-800-500-5902, 1-800-500-5902.
How are we supposed to balance the budget when our appliances keep breaking down? Last month, it was the air conditioner. Before that, the refrigerator. What's it going to be next month?
It's hard enough these days trying to keep a balanced household budget. It's even harder when a home appliance or system breaks down unexpectedly. The repair bill could set you back months. But buying a home warranty from American Home Shield helps protect your budget against those unexpected costs because they help pay covered repairs for you. Your air conditioner, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, water heater, and more. For helpful free information, go to AHS.com or call 1-800-913-4947. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. The truth is, home appliances and systems do break down. So why not get a home warranty and let American Home Shield help pay covered repair bills for you? For helpful free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, go to AHS.com. That's AHS.com. Or call 1-800-913-4947.
Had a friend of mine call me up the other day and thank me for telling him about Bowen Dental Care. You see, my friend had some dental problems and he needed some dental implants. And he was doing research and he heard me talk about Bowen Dental Care. He heard me talk about there was a family-run dentistry handed down from generation to generation. He also found out that John Bowen, Dr. Bowen, has been not only educated, but continues to educate himself on all the latest when it comes to dental implants. And then lastly, he loved the fact at Bowen Dental Care that it's one place. Many people will send you three or four or five different places to do the different surgeries needed for dental implants. But at Bowen Dental Care, it all happens at his office, his world headquarters in Florissant on Dunn Road. So if you need a family dentist, if you need Invisalign, teeth whitening, root canals, and yes, dental implants, Bowen Dental Care, B-O-A-I-N, Bowen Dental Care. They're online, BowenDentalCare.com. For the best family dentistry, Bowen Dental Care.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news. Because with the new balanced rewards, it's easier than ever to earn points, even with Medicare. Now, you'll get points for every prescription and immunization every day. And more points mean more rewards. To see all the new ways to earn points and get rewards, simply visit Walgreens.com/more points. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit Walgreens.com/balance.
Encore Consignment Gallery is celebrating its second anniversary. The only store of its kind with over 10,000 square feet of beautiful, upscale, gently used home furnishing and decor. Looking to downsize, closing on an estate, or just moving on? Let Encore Consignment Gallery sell those pieces you're ready to part with. Redecorating? Find that special piece at Encore Consignment Gallery. Celebrate Encore's second anniversary by registering to win a $1,000 shopping spree by June 22nd. No purchase necessary. Encore Consignment Gallery, located in the Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country.
Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, will outlast your old grill by decades with a limited lifetime warranty. Locally made Broilmaster offers models that sear using high energy infrared heat, slow roast, steam, or smoke. Broilmaster is available in propane, natural gas, and the all-new charcoal model. Go to BroilmasterSTL.com or visit the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester Road or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
St. Louis is our home. It's in our history and in our name. We have always served the people of St. Louis, and we always will, because our hearts are here, and yours are too. We are the people of St. Louis University Hospital, and this is our city. And we will always be here to heal hearts, because you are special, and we are specialists. St. Louis University Hospital. For more, visit SLUSpecialists.com.
In the market to buy a home, you're going to need a loan, but how do you figure out who is the best lender when they're all screaming at you? Why don't you go to the mortgage lender that makes the most sense rather than the most noise? Take a walk on the boardwalk. Boardwalk Lending has been owned and operated in St. Louis for over 10 years. Mike and his team of experienced professionals are conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. It's Boardwalk Lending at 636-536-6700, 636-536-6700, or at boardwalklending.com.
Play hard, win hard during the Toys of Summer giveaway. Win free slot play, a new Jeep, or cash Fridays in June and July at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's really easy to use, and it works. It's a good way to get Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
You know what? I'm great. I believe day four now of no caffeine, wow. No sodas, none of that. The headaches are gone. I think I've beat it. I'm very excited.
Wow.
Thanks so much. Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Good now, what you. Made you decide? Was there an issue with your relationship to caffeine that...
No, and again, it's not the caffeine. It's like the,
more
the
sugary sodas,
they call it. Well, you know, my family, for being serious here, my family has a history of the diabetes stuff, and I don't want to mess with any of that. So I thought, you know what, time to nip it in the bud.
Well, not only that, you've always been grossly overweight.
Yeah, so.
And obese, and this will put an end to that. Yeah, finally, you'll be able to slim down a little bit.
You know, you make jokes, but, you know, there is a thing kind of like, you know, I call it the fat skinny guy. You know, there is a deal with skinny guys still being overweight without actually being overweight, if that makes any sense.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense at all.
Being overweight without being overweight. No, I can't call all that.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Well, the White House is denying that President Obama was holding a pack of cigarettes in a photo that went viral this week. You guys see that picture?
No, that's horrible. Yeah,
personally, I don't really care. It's like Obama himself says, if you like your cigarettes, you can keep your cigarettes.
Well, that's the way it should be. I don't care if he smokes. Who cares?
Who cares? Miley Cyrus appears in the Paper magazine. Who knew there was a Paper magazine? Wearing only body paint.
Come on, Miley's got a decent body, I think.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, coincidentally, in the article, she also revealed she's now dating Sherman Williams.
What'd you call him?
Yeah. Sherman Williams.
Yeah. It's Sherwin.
Isn't it?
Sherwin.
Yeah. I have, yeah, I'm sorry. It's you know what?
Maybe there's another one.
You had it written down
Sherman
right?
Sherman Williams.
I've written it correctly. I just said Sherman.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. It's funny. His name is like the paint. It's similar. That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And finally.
Now see, now he's bailed. He does this. He bails. Now.
Exit stage left, even.
We pick on him a little bit, and he bolts.
Let's get out of here. Well, the folks at Facebook have paid for and built an entire park, a park on top of their headquarters in Menlo Park, California. Mm. Meanwhile, over at MySpace, the headquarters, they were finally able to afford a new pencil sharpener.
Oh, that's good. They probably had to save for a while.
That's good.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis on Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Is there still a MySpace?
Well, you ask if there's still a MySpace. Here's my question. Do you have a pencil sharpener in your house?
No.
I do.
Do you?
Yes.
You know what? This makes me want to go get the crank.
That's what I have.
I want one.
The crank pencil sharpener that was in school.
I haven't used a pencil in 20
years. I know. Nobody does. But not the electric kind.
No. This is the crank one that you had in school.
Oh, man. And the teacher would say, okay, you get to sharpen all the pencils. I love those things. And then they fill up with that sawdust.
Yeah, and you
lead.
Take that thing, you kind of
twist it, and take it off, and dump it. Oh, man, I missed that. I haven't seen a pencil sharpener in 20 years.
And it has that dial for different size pencils.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looked like a telephone.
Yeah.
Memory is like a corner of my mind. And then I think somewhere I have a desktop electric pencil sharpener, but Peon's right. Who uses a pencil?
I know.
Nobody. Why would you?
I mean, certain architects and things, I think, have to use pencils, but
It's been there a while.
We don't use pencils. That was Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab, or AM of the PM Cab Company. You will hear Peon in, I don't know, 20 minutes or so, 15, talk to you about Mark and Jason. And he'll give you the website. I'm going to give it to you, too, so you'll have it twice. I have no excuse. You can't say, I don't know how to get a hold of them, because it's real easy. MarkandJason.com. They are financial advisors. I think it's really smart to find out what other people think about things when those other people are that's what they do. That's what they do every day. And how can that not be smart? It's no different than consulting with an attorney or somebody to do your taxes if you don't. Look, you got this money, this $25,000 or more. You'd like to hang on to it. You'd like to see that become a bigger number. And that's what they're going to try to help you do. And they'll give you advice. That's what it is. It's advice. You can take it, you can leave it, but you will have to set up an appointment to talk to them. And again, it's $25,000 or more. Now, you worked hard for that money. You're proud that you were able to put that much away. Maybe it's $1 million. And again, now what? You have an advisor, so what? Second opinion. How could that hurt? It's as easy as going to market.